You are listening to Real World News.
South Korean activists threatened by governments by criminalization of social protests. Mr. Yul Choi, founder of Friends of the Earth in Korea, was jailed in February 2013 in response to his campaign against a government project. Student Choi Yul had opposed a military regime and was imprisoned for 6 years from 1975. As a leading environmental activist for 40 years, Mr. Choi also founded the Korean Green Foundation and the Korean Federation of Ecologists Movement, which has been a member of Friends of the Earth International since 2002. He also leads the Korea Green Foundation. In 2005, he was awarded the prestigious Goldman Environmental Prize for Grassroots Environmentalism and the Global 500 Award of the United Nations Environmental Programme. Over the past 4 years, the Korean government has persecuted Mr. Choi for his fight against the destructive Four Rivers Project, a massive government plan that includes 16 dams on the Han River, Nakdong River, Jeon River, and Yeongsan River in South Korea. This project, initiated by then South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, was first announced as part of the Green New Deal policy launched in January 2009 and was later included in the government's 5-year national plan in July 2009, and it was finished on October 21, 2011. What happened to Mr. Choi Yul is a direct result of his campaigning, said Karen Orenstein, Friends of the Earth US, who led a support campaign for Mr. Yul Choi by stating a petition asking for his release. "We have already collected more than 14,000 signatures," she said. This set of projects on the four major rivers of Korea could destroy river ecosystems and transform Mindan rivers in straight water streams. Despite the Korean government's claims of its safety for local people and the environment, it seems unlikely that these dams will prevent flooding and improve water quality. Moreover, this act of persecution may seem ironic from the Korean government, as a new host of the United Nations Green Climate Fund, highlights Karen Orenstein.
Hi Karen, you are a member of Friend of Her in USA as an international policy analyst, and you recently led a campaign to support Mr. Choi Yul, the founder of Friend of Earth Korea, who has been imprisoned this year in February. So Karen, can you tell us why and how did you carry this campaign on?
Well, we decided to do a petition calling for the release of Mr. Choi Yul because he's been unjustly imprisoned for his environmental leadership and his defense of human rights. And we found this to be a particularly ironic thing for the Korean government to do when it has touted its green credentials internationally in order to win its bid to host the Green Climate Fund. So it's pretty untenable for the Korean government, as the host of the United Nations Climate Fund, to imprison someone unjustly for their environmental activism. And it sets a bad precedent for the Green Climate Fund and for people trying to observe and participate and engage in the Green Climate Fund.
Okay, and did you carry on other action than the petitions, actually, or for
no, the moment? No, we haven't. We've just done an action alert to our members. There's about 180,000 now. We sent an email alert to them. And for them to sign the petition, and then for a friend in Korea to deliver the petition.
Okay, and are there other organizations supporting this campaign with you, or do you have some links with a friend of her in Korea, for instance?
Yeah. No, we're doing this at the recommendation of Friends of the Earth Korea, and there's other groups, other Friends of the Earth groups in different countries who've been doing something similar.
Some, for example, which ones?
Well, Friends of the Earth International put out an action alert on it. And I don't know which specific individual groups, but I know other groups are taking action. I think Hyun Ji Kim from Friends of the Earth Korea will have more information about all that.
Yeah, and why do you think that there is so few mediatic repercussions of the Mr. Choi Yul imprisonment in the media?
I don't know. I think because my guess is because most of the coverage has been in Korean And outside of Korea, there's far fewer speakers than if it was English or Spanish or French or Portuguese or even Chinese. So I think my guess is it's in part a language barrier. And there has been some coverage. It's limited. But yeah, that's just my suspicion, is that it's a language issue more than anything. And I don't know within Korea sort of the history of media campaigning.
Okay, and did you receive any answers from the South Korean governments now?
I don't know, because that's, Hyunji would know about that, because we've been doing stuff through them. Not all our efforts are through KFEM, Faux South Korea, and other groups in Korea, not directly with the government.
And what are you expecting in the short term from these petitions? And
well, we hope that Mr. Choi is released. That's what we hope. I mean, there's the next Green Climate Fund meeting is going to be in June in South Korea, and it's just hopefully by that time he'll be out of jail. But I haven't heard anything here in Korea.
So for the moment, you don't have so much information that you could expect.
No, and again, a lot of communications are in Korean, and I don't speak Korean, so.
And from Mr. Choi Il, do you have any news from him, or do you know, how is he?
No, again, I'm just communicating via Hyunji, so I don't know. I know from his, you know, he has a Facebook page, and it sounds like he's, you know, remaining optimistic and isn't going to stop fighting just because he's, you know, been unjustly imprisoned. But again, for all that sort of information, I would ask both South Korea.
Okay, and last questions. In terms of human rights, which look do you have towards South Korea now with it?
Well, I can't comment on their human rights situation as a whole. I just don't know it. But I know that they've barred some anti-nuclear activists from entering the country. I know that what's happened to Mr. Choi is directly in response to his campaigning on, large dam issues, this huge basin project. So it seems like, as in many countries, including the United States, that there is political consequences for taking strong political stances against something the government is doing. So it seems to be the case in Korea, certainly the case in the United States. But I don't have a general reflection on sort of the general state of Korea's human rights. I just don't know it well enough.
Okay. But do you know any other cases of campaigners of different sorts of human rights or any cause who has been imprisoned in South Korea?
I know that some Greenpeace activists couldn't get into South Korea because of their anti-nukes campaigning, but I don't, again, I'm just not an expert at all on any of this stuff.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck, Karen.
You are listening to Real World News.